The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Dignity Memorial, with host Patrick Hartsfield and guests.
Good morning and welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. and I am very excited this morning to welcome Patrick Hartsfield, who is the Director of Community Relations for Dignity Memorial, and Cheryl Whitaker of Gulf Coast Adoptions. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you both?
Very well. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to see people
in the
pandemic and hurricane and everything else. So very happy to have you with me this morning. And we are, happy to be discussing what is the latest news with Dignity Memorial and welcoming a guest to talk about adoptions today.
So absolutely.
Patrick, what has been happening with our friends and family at Dignity?
Well, I just wanted to mention one of, we call them Dignity differences. And there's stuff that basically we offer that no one else can't. And one of them is our family first cost protection. What it basically means, and this is, I don't mean to sound grim, but if you were to suffer the loss of a child or grandchild, and you have one of our, prepaid plans, if you were to suffer, and as long as they're under 21 and not married, then we cover the cost of their funeral services, up to the level of which you prepaid. So it's not something we ever want to utilize or use, but it's nice to know you have that in place should you ever suffer that horrific loss.
That really is just a nice sort of safety net. Like you said, nothing that you would ever hope or wish to happen on anyone, but what a great way to plan. So one less thing to worry about.
One less thing. And one more thing we can offer that others can't.
That really, I love that. The Dignity difference. That's great. Well, and so we are welcoming Cheryl this morning from Gulf Coast Adoptions. And Cheryl, can you tell us a little bit about your role and Gulf Coast Adoptions in general?
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me here today. We are an adoption law firm, and we help with a range of services from step-parent adoption to relative adoption, infant adoption, and adult adoption. We are a locally owned business. My husband is actually the attorney, and we started this firm after we adopted our child. So 3 years ago, when we went through the adoption process, it was a daunting process and a pretty expensive one. So we started this to help people and streamline the process, get them in contact with people that can help them match quicker, help moms that have unplanned pregnancies, and really cut back on the costs and some of the legal issues that people run into with adoptions. So that's pretty much what we do. Recently, we've had an increase in when COVID started. A lot of people were worried and had wanting step-parent adoptions because they may have been living with a step-parent for many years and were supported financially by them, and the biological parent was out of the picture, and they were worried that if something happened to them, they wanted to have that step-parent be legally guardian of the child. So we've had a big increase in that since COVID, and so we've been handling a lot of step-parent adoptions. We've also had a couple situations where people have unfortunately found out that they were terminally ill and needed to place their children for adoption. So those are typically relative adoptions, unless they don't have any relatives. And we've had both different scenarios where a mom will come to us who's terminally ill. One was in hospice and wanted one of her daughters to adopt her children. And we went over and helped facilitate that process. And it's good to just have that plan in place ahead of time.
that is such an interesting perspective. You know, I think adoption, and you think like tiny babies or like young couples can't have children, but the step-parent adoption is just such an important and special relationship. I know I love my stepmom. She never officially adopted me, but I love her so much, and I know she would have if she could. And I love that this is coming from a personal perspective. So you and your husband navigated this process together and then said, we want to help other people do this in a way that is maybe as less expensive as possible, and just kind of ease the flow of the information. So this might be a little bit of a basic question, Cheryl, but who can adopt? Who qualifies to adopt a child?
Basically, anyone can adopt as long as you can pass a home study. And the home study consists of a criminal background, a financial check, references from, you know, pastors or friends and family. It really just does a deep breakdown of your history, and a social worker completes that home study. Once the social worker compiles a report and approves you, then you're able to adopt.
So that's it. And does that timeline usually last a while? What's that look like?
Usually a social worker can get a home study done in 1 to 2 months. It really is a document intensive thing. You have to get some FBI clearances, some fingerprints, different background checks, and those things can take a little bit of time. Also just getting the references together, and some people create a profile book. So that process usually takes 1 to 2 months while you're waiting.
It's nice to know that you really vet, you know, the process is so thorough.
Yes.
Not just so, you know, just anybody can't.
Yeah.
I like to hear that policy is in place.
I totally agree. I'm making sure that this new family is set for success because they have kind of the infrastructure in place to actually support becoming a family or adding to a family. And I imagine that's something that your team with Gulf Coast Adoption is very well versed and can help people know exactly what to anticipate. Like you said, the process, even for you guys, was a little daunting. And so I imagine that just knowing what's coming, being able to anticipate what's required, is probably just the most helpful thing for people who are very excited and hopeful and ready to like get their family rolling.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, we have social workers all over the state of Florida that help with getting people their home study. We have the social worker that meets with any of the expectant mothers that are considering adoption. We're licensed in Alabama and in Florida, so we've done adoptions throughout. So not just in the Pensacola area, but we've helped step-parent adoptions all over Florida and any county. We do file it in Escambia, though.
What is an adult adoption? I heard you mention that. I'm curious what
Well, that's just when the person's over the age of 18 and they want their step parent or relative to adopt them, and they can sign the paperwork. You don't need the consent of the biological parent once they are an adult.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So in a lot of situations, sometimes the biological parent does not want to give up their rights. But once a person is an adult, then they're able to make that determination.
Okay.
I imagine that probably is helpful too when it comes to estate planning and, you know, just being able to say legally this is my
absolutely
child or heir or what does it, what is the term if you have an adopted adult child? Is that what they're called?
An adoptee, I mean.
Adoptee.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. And then, so just going to the other end of the lifetime spectrum, if someone was interested in adopting a newborn but has no idea how to go about the process, is that something that your team helps with?
Yes. Everyone that works at Gulf Coast Adoptions is either a birth mom that's placed a child for adoption, a adoptee, or an adoptive parent. So we are across the spectrum, and we've got tons of resources, and we help them get their home study, get a profile book. And once they have that, then they're ready. We can reach, usually we have consultants all over the U.S. that work with multiple different agencies and attorneys like us. And The match time for families that come to us is typically around 6 months, which is a good average.
Yeah, I've heard story. I just know some friends who've gone through adoption processes. I would imagine they were trying to do it on their own, and it took, you know, a year, 2 years, and in some cases they're already fostering the child, so just to push through the adoption paperwork takes so much longer. So to know the matching process is 6 months, do you think that that's because you just have the right people in the room and ask the right questions up front?
Well, when we were going through the process ourselves, we did so much research. We made so many connections all over the U.S. So that really helped us. And we use those resources to help other people. I mean, we had a couple down in Miami contact us not too long ago, and they had three failed adoptions previously, and they happened to give us a call. And we got a call from a firm in Dallas that had a stork drop. That's when a baby's at the hospital already born. And they happened to call me, and the next day they flew to Texas and had a child.
Well, so you're licensed in Alabama and Florida, but you have these connections across the country, it sounds like.
Yes. So we didn't facilitate that adoption, but we facilitated that match.
That is incredible. And just by doing this process yourself, you're now able to help so many other people through it. That's probably making a lot of people's, you know, hopes and dreams and prayers come true by creating these families together.
It's been awesome. It's been awesome to see the families grow. We're friends with them on Facebook. We watch the children grow up. We stay in close contact with the adoptive mother, with the birth moms, and we foster that relationship. We help all of our birth moms with GED classes if they're interested in that. We help them with resume building. We want to put them in a better situation.
And if someone was interested, Cheryl, I want to make sure they know how to get in touch with you. Do you have a good website for people to visit?
Yeah, it's just GulfCoastAdoptions.com. We're also on Facebook. We've got a phone number. It's 850-999-7977.
Very good. And Facebook, of course, is probably the easiest way for everyone to just stay up to date. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. I'm speaking this morning with Patrick Hartsfield of Dignity Memorial and Cheryl Whitaker of Gulf Coast Adoptions. And we have another question here. If you have a question, please feel free to give us a text, 850-437-1620. And we do have one here that says, I want to adopt my stepson, but my spouse's ex may oppose. What do we do?
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult when somebody wants to oppose, because the biological parent does have to sign and agree to the adoption plan. You can contest it. Obviously, there's certain things like abandonment, if they haven't been providing financially for the child or been an active part of the child's life. And sometimes the rights can be terminated by the court that way.
Is that a long, arduous process? Or
not typically. Step-parent adoptions are done in one hearing, typically. Mm-hmm. Whereas in private infant adoption, you have to do two hearings, a termination of parental rights hearing and then a petition for adoption hearing. Mm-hmm. With relative and step-parent adoptions, you can do one hearing. So it really just depends on if they've provided any support and how active they are in a child's life.
Well, and so you said for the private infant, it's four hearings total.
Well, two hearings total.
Two total. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The termination of parental rights hearing and then the petition for adoption hearing.
Okay. And so if someone was looking to do not the step parent, but the newborn from start to finish, is there kind of an average timeline?
Yeah, it's usually, it depends on how far along the mom is when she comes to us, because you have to wait through the pregnancy and then after the birth, and if it's a interstate compact adoption, which we do those, and those are more complicated adoptions. That's where a child's being adopted in Florida but is being adopted in another, by a family that resides in another state. So we have to file paperwork in both states, and they're monitored until the finalization happens. But so, that process is usually around three to four months.
3 to 4 months. Okay. And that's a great point. I hadn't thought about that. Depends on how far along the birth mother is. If you have to wait for the baby to arrive before you can go through with that. And do you have any favorite stories that, or just really like good stuff where you felt like, I love this work that I'm doing?
Oh, I mean, when I see the kids growing up and the love of the adoptive parents, it just blows me away every time. But every family that we've worked with, that we've placed a child with, has come back, and they want a sibling. So it's pretty rare that we'd match the same family twice, but every single one of them has come back to us, and they're all wanting siblings. So
I think it's amazing how much they do for the birth mothers. And you touched on it a little bit, Cheryl, but it's quite impressive how much you offer, how much help you are. A lot of these birth moms aren't exactly in great places in life, right?
Right. A lot of them have suffered some trauma. Obviously, it's typically unexpected. They don't have a lot of support from family, friends, or the father. So a lot of them are homeless and need financial assistance. In the state of Florida, expectant moms that are considering adoption are entitled to assistance with living and maternity clothing and medical care and transportation to medical appointments. We help with that. We're open 24 hours a day. We text around the clock with our moms. We've helped them out of multiple different situations. And like I said, we try to mentor them because we want them to be successful. And we do open adoptions, and we help them communicate with the adoptive parents so that they can have a relationship with their children.
That really is incredible. I agree with you, Patrick. It's just so many resources, and coming from such a place of caring that, you know, we're here because all these resources are available. You said in the state of Florida, they are entitled to these things, and I wonder if they know that. Probably not in some cases.
I don't think a lot of people do know that. The adoptive parents actually are the people that pay for the living expenses once they're matched, and that really helps them through their pregnancy, because a lot of them can't work because they're pregnant and they're worried about their bills.
I see. So once they're matched, then the adoptive parents really truly, just as if, you know, they were the ones going through the pregnancy, are financially supporting and responsible. And so they get to be part of that process too along the way.
Yes. And most of our families are, you know, we help them cultivate a great relationship. So they're texting pictures and keeping telephone calls and FaceTime. And sometimes they come and visit in person. But we really try to cultivate a good relationship so that the mom, it feels the love and the support throughout her pregnancy.
And just as a kind of a temp check out there, would you say that there are lots of people who are looking to adopt?
Oh my gosh, yes. There's probably one baby for every 60 waiting families.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought you were going to stop at 6.
Me too.
That was 60 if you missed it. So one baby for every 60 families waiting. And when you said that they try to come back and they want to do a repeat, that's something you guys don't really do very much, or it just hasn't happened yet?
It hasn't happened yet. I mean, we've been open for 3 years, so it'd be pretty rare. After you adopt your first one, you have to have your home study redone. So that to add the child. So that process takes a while, and then they'd do their profile book. So there is a little bit of time in between there. So most of the people, as soon as they can get to that point, they want to start the process, because for some it's a little longer. Usually it's the childless families that get picked in less than 6 months.
Is there a when you're, I don't know if you've dealt with this at Gulf Coast Adoptions, but special needs children, is there a special?
Yes, we've had some special needs. And, you know, Florida actually has, it's free where they follow up with the care mm-hmm. up until they're 3 or 4 years old, oh. especially for ones that had substance abuse, where the mom had substance abuse issues during the pregnancy. And that really helps to find out if there's going to be any problems, because sometimes people don't realize some of those withdrawal symptoms and some of those things until the child's 3 or 4 and actually able to communicate.
Oh, okay.
So in Florida, it's free. In other states, they actually charge for that. And any of our moms that have had substance abuse exposure, we help get them into places where they can get some treatment and counseling. And then we get the adoptive parents aligned with some support so that they'll know some of the things to look out for.
And those, the follow-up services, that's incredible that it's free in the state of Florida. Is that the Department of Children and Families or the health department? Who helps with that?
It's part of the Department of Families and Family First Network. Both of them facilitate different programs. Sacred Heart Hospital has a couple of different programs.
That's wonderful. So there's options. There's like plenty of people to help. And if someone is interested in getting started with their adoption process, I would recommend that they come talk to you guys first before they go down any path on their own.
Absolutely.
Would that be your first recommendation, is to check out the website and get in touch?
Yes, because then we can give them some resources on how to get a home study, who to go through, and just guide them down the path. We don't charge any application fees. We don't have any, there's no fee to talk to us at all. All of the information that we provide is free. We have moms that contact us that are considering adoption just because of financial reasons. And we always tell them that finances come and go, adoption's forever. So we link them up with community resources that can help them get over that financial hump so that they can parent their children. Because placing a child for adoption because you have a financial issue isn't really the kind of...
It's not the solution.
So we help on all levels. We just want to help educate them on the process if they're considering it. But if it is purely because they have a financial hardship, then typically we'll align them with a lot of community services that can get them on their feet. And then if they still decide that they want to move forward with an adoption plan, then we can help them with that.
That's wonderful. And so, right, so money should never be the deciding factor in, you know, separating a family.
Yes.
I love that philosophy. And so GulfCoastAdoptions.com. And Cheryl, what's the phone number one more time?
850-999-7977.
And Gulf Coast Adoptions and Dignity Memorial, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.